Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
Kubota's new M7 series helps you get the most success out of every acre. With 170 horsepower, unprecedented comfort, and premium performance features. Right now, a Kubota M7 can be yours with 0% financing for up to 84 months and a generous competitive trade-in bonus. The M7 is Kubota's smartest and largest tractor ever. Add one to your year-end checklist. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms. Power and other specifications are based on various standards or recommended practices.
Make tracks to the Tulsa Farm Show December 8th through 10th at the Tulsa Fairgrounds River Spirit Expo and see all the latest for farm and ranch from over 370 exhibitors, along with cattle equipment demos and the Livestock Handling Skills Scholarship Finals. Don't miss Craig Cameron's horse training seminars, test drive and enter to win a new Hustler mower, and participate in the live auction to support scholarships for Oklahoma students. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com for details.
Well, Live Cattle Complex looks to open on a mixed basis this morning, split between follow-through selling and short covering. The hog issue should also see uneven price action in the early going in light volume. Now, the cash cattle market will be a little more than theoretical today, with neither side likely to show much seriousness. Indeed, bids and asking prices could remain poorly defined until, well, later in the week, Thursday or probably Friday. Such a protracted schedule seems especially likely if the board stabilizes and or strengthens. Now, live and feeder futures are set to open on a mixed basis thanks to a combination of residual selling and short covering. After a long, tough fall, the cash market, the hog market, seems to be slowly inching higher. Country sales had a firm undertone yesterday, and we expect some improvement in bids today. If margin-rich packers sense that numbers are soon set to tighten, they may decide to push cash in order to nail down the largest possible late-season kills. Now, grain futures did close mixed yesterday. Today with back-and-forth trade reflecting nervous concerns from outside markets. Crude oil grabbed the spotlight, highlighting the uncertainty. Officials from OPEC meet this week trying to cobble together some type of limits on production. Non-OPEC producers like Russia and some members of the cartel, including Iran and Iraq, continue to chaff at those restrictions. The wheat prices did end mixed on Monday, matching the market's perception of supply and demand differences between the classes. Soft red winter wheat led the selling, with weak demand building carry from December to May above 40 cents a bushel, or about 8 cents a month. That's not quite full carry for a commercial trader, but it's an opportunity for those with inventory on farm to hedge. Corn prices ended mostly fractionally lower yesterday, with December futures posting a bearish reversal after moving to a new high for the second half of the month overnight. A weaker tone to exports appeared to seal the deal, ending attempts to rebound. And soybeans again posted gains yesterday, though the market was never able to get back to highs made in the Asian trade. We'll check your futures in a moment.
Cattle producers, your next superior chance to buy cattle coming up this Friday, December 2nd on Dish Network Satellite 232 and SuperiorClickToBid.com. 8 a.m. is the start time for 24,000 head to be sold, including 4,200 yearling steers, 2,500 yearling heifers, over 15,000 weaned calves. For more information about this week's offering, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or give us a call, 800-422-2117. At Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you.
Cattle futures, December live cattle down 145 yesterday, 109.30. February down 117, 111.02. January feeder cattle down 42 at 126.80, and the March down 32 at 123.02. December hogs down 62 cents at 50.42. February down 92 cents at 55.82. Hard red winter wheat December was up a quarter penny at 411.5 yesterday. March up 1 cent, 430.5. December wheat Chicago down 6.25 cents at 389.5, and the March down 3 cents at 416.5. December corn down 3/4 at 348.5, and the March unchanged 358.25. And January soybeans up a dime at 10.56, the March up 10 cents at 10.54.5. December cotton down 83, 72.44, March down 108, 70.94, January crude oil down 140 at 45.69, February down 141, 46.58.